First John chapter number 2. Amen. First John chapter number 2. If you have your Bible, I hope you do. First John chapter number 2. We're going to begin reading tonight verse number 7. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which the thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in the darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." I was thinking on this, and it's come across 3 or 4 times this week in my travels. How the Lord is there, and He's one that's needed, and if we'll listen to Him, praise God, He can make a difference in our lives. I thought about this, and I brought Charles for a title on what He says, do it. Amen. What He says, do it. And I got to thinking on that, and like I say, it's come through several times this week. And I was thinking over in John chapter number 2, where they was up at the marriage in Canaan, and the Lord Jesus was there, and you know the story, a very familiar story, the marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the Jesus and his mother was there, and they both called, and verse number 2 says, "And both Jesus were called and his disciples to the marriage, and they were, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." And this is what his mother said. This is the mother of Jesus. She's a pretty sharp woman. She says this. She said, "And his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Amen. He said, whatever he says, you do it. And then, well, if that would help our heart tonight, if we just listen to the Lord and listen for the Lord, and whatever He says, if we would just do it, praise God, it would make a difference in our life, praise God. We realize that these things are happening, but there's one thing that'll always be true, and it'll be the Word of God. That's what we see in the writings of John tonight, as he's writing to the brethren. He's writing to you and me, praise God, just like, hey, he was writing to them, but he's also writing to us. Amen. This is a book that's just as clear and up to date as anything you'll read in this world. The blessed old Bible. Praise God. He speaks to the brethren. He speaks to us. And he said, "I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which he had from the beginning." What was that old commandment that we had from the beginning? It was the Word of God. It's the same yesterday and forever. It changes not. Amen. Praise God. He said that old commandment is the word which you had from the beginning. So he said what we have is the Word of God. Amen. Now the old preacher in Ecclesiastes, he tells us that there's not anything much new in this under the sun. Praise God. You can see Ecclesiastes chapter number 1 and verse number 9. The old preacher says this, and he says it this way. He said, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." Amen. Praise God. What he's saying there, he said God's the same yesterday and forever, and he changes not. If we have a need, if we need something from God, we need just come to him like we always have. Why do we think tonight that God has lost any of his power? I will say God is God, and he'll always be God. Praise God. He's sitting on the throne of grace today to make intercession. Praise God for you and I. Sitting at the right hand of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, a mediator of one. Praise God, he's all that we need. Amen. Amen. We don't need no other. But he said, I give you a new commandment. A new commandment I write unto thee. He said, it's a word that's true, praise God. He said again, a new commandment write unto you, which thing is true in him. Amen. This new commandment that he gives, praise God, is the same one Jesus gave us over in John chapter 13. In John chapter 13, in verse 34, the Bible says this. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, I'll give you a commandment. He said, it's an old commandment, but it's a new commandment. Praise God. He said, which thing is true? I want to say it's true. It was true then. It was true when the Lord said it, and it's true now. Praise God. You can tell the difference in a child of God because they got love in her heart. They got love, praise God, to go around. Amen. It even makes it where we love old sinners. We don't have to love the sin that they live in, but praise God, we love that person. Praise God, we want to love them out of sin. Amen. We want to love them, praise God, to place. They'll come to themselves in the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that there's a better way and a better life, and it's in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God, they'll begin to look upon us and they'll see what we've got, and they'll want more, praise God, than what they have. Praise the Lord, and they'll come to Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said, which thing is true in him? And now it's made evident. That's what that means. It's true. It's made evident, Lord Jesus Christ. You might say it's been verified through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, it's been put on display of the love that we have, a compassion that the Lord Jesus had, praise God, in himself. He says it, which thing is true in him. In other words, what he's saying, what, praise God, is what the commandment that he given, it's been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Lord. The only way we can have that is to have him. Amen. Praise God. It's in him, and it'll be in us, it'll be in you, it'll be in me. If we want it today, praise God. God Almighty, he'll begin to make that difference. He said, what's the difference? Praise God. It's by a new and a higher demonstration of the power of God and the love of God and the peace of God and the purpose of God and the plan of God. Amen. He's manifesting to me and you today, praise God. Now, I don't know about you, but it just feels good down in my soul when I realize and recognize how good God Almighty has been to me. Amen. It's a higher representation than we've ever had before. A higher demonstration of his love. You say, where did we get that? Amen. It's the sincerity of the greatness of his love. Amen. They were sincerity in the Lord Jesus Christ's love for me and you. Amen. They were sincerity, Lord Jesus Christ, when he stood and wept over Jerusalem. They were sincerity. You know, they used to be sincere in us, Brother Billy. We'd weep and we'd cry and we'd pray for those that was lost. Amen. How they was loved there, praise God. Amen. Praise God. He said he showed us to us. He manifested to us. He demonstrated his love to us, praise Lord, when he was here on this earth. And it was through a sincerity, praise God, a greatness of love that he had for you and me. You say, how much did he love us? He loved us that much. Amen. Praise God. He loved us enough to lay down his life for us. In John chapter 15, verse 12. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. How much should we love each other? Hello, church. Are you hearing me tonight? How much should we love each other? We ought to love each other as much as Jesus loved us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. A sincere manifestation of love. That's what we need in the day and hour we live. A manifestation of the love of God. And that's, I pray God, to lay down our life. He laid down his life for who? For us. Amen. Praise God, we ought to love him for that. We ought to thank him for that. We ought to praise him for that. We ought to glorify his name for that. Because he died, he laid down his life, Brother Kevin, for you and I. What a God we serve tonight to do that. Praise God. Hey, you say, preacher, how can you have that? How can you be more like him? Just do what he says. Amen. Just follow Lord Jesus Christ and do what he says. I mean, you get your Bible out, praise God, and you go through reading that red writing and you just try to live up to that. Amen. Praise God, it'll set you straight. He'll give you a purpose. He'll give a plan. He'll take you in the direction, praise God, that you need to go. And I guarantee you, there ain't a thing in there. This part I like. There ain't a thing in there that'll harm you. It'll ever be, praise God, point you in a direction, take you in a direction where you can walk and follow in the footsteps of Lord Jesus Christ. I said this morning, praise God, sometimes we try to do that and sometimes we misstep a little bit. Praise God, I'm glad we got a God, amen. When we get hooked up with Him and linked up with the Word of God and the truth of the Word, praise the Lord. Paul said, listen, brother, he said, new commandment I give to you, but he said, it's not new, praise God, it's the same old thing that God said, I love you and I want you to love each other. Amen. You know, we ought to love the Lord. Demonstration I told you this morning about Jesus and Him being marred more than any man had ever been marred. His visage, His appearance, His body was maimed and mutilated. It says, but beyond any man. Amen. He took that for you and I. He done it. Why? Because He loved us. Praise God. He loved you and me. Praise the Lord. He laid down His life for us. In Him, praise God. In you and I, praise the Lord. God begins to give us that light so we can see the light. The light, He turns the light on for us. He says, again, a new commandment I write unto, which thing is true in Him. Amen. As yet it's true in Lord Jesus Christ. But He says, listen, what the next two words are. And in you. Amen. He said, there's something new, praise God, God's got for you. Hey, I don't know about you, but I like new things, don't you? Praise God, I like new things. I like new shiny things. I like things, praise God, I get that's new. Amen. There's just something about something that's new that's appealing. Amen. Especially when they fit. Amen. When they work. Now, I've had some things here lately I've tried to get that didn't work. Amen. I mean, Brother Danny's trying to put a 11-inch tire on a 12-inch wheel. It don't work. Amen. Hey, brand new. You ought to think it ought to fit, but praise God, it won't work. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad for the new things we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And everyone that I've ever got works. We talk about what we have to give up, what we have to put away. But praise God, I'll thank God for all that I've got. God's filled my heart to overflowing. Amen. Listen, amen. Hey, I may not have all the things the world's got, but praise God, I've got something inside me. It fills me up, praise God. Brother Chris, it runs over sometimes. And praise God, I like it that way. I think it's good when God Almighty stirs down in my soul. Oh, praise the Lord. Begins to tell me how much He loves me. Comes alongside me when I'm distraught. Comes alongside me when I need some help. Praise God. And lets me know that He's right here. Amen. Amen. It's that we have in us. Praise God. Makes a difference. Filled with His Spirit. Amen. He said, be not drunk with wine, which is in excess, but be filled with His. That means to be being filled. It means to be loading up and just getting fuller and fuller. Amen. Hey, we ought to desire to get so full of the Spirit of God, praise the Lord, and we get to the point that we can't hold it no more, and it begins to run. You know what used to start revival? You know what used to bring revival? When people would got to get a close relationship with God, when that Spirit of God gets so real and get to wanting and desiring it so much, Brother Bill. Praise God that they filled up, and you'd have one start running over here and one start running over there, and the next thing you know, people were shouting and praising God, and everybody in the community was coming to see what's happening. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's something in you. It'll be there if we'll just do what He says. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That wine that's talking about in Cana of Galilee, that wine talking about that Spirit, praise God. It's not talking about getting drunk and falling down. Amen. He said, well, woe to a man and to put strong drink to his neighbor's lips. We should never do that. We should never partake of that. If you do that, you destroy your witness. Can I have an amen right there?
Amen.
Amen. You don't amen, y'all think you're a bunch of drunks. Amen. I'll follow you home, check your cupboard. Amen. See what you got at the house. Amen. Praise God. It ain't what you got at the house and the cupboard. It's what you got in your heart that matters. That's the part that'll give you that spirit, that soul, that refreshing inside. Praise God. That's what turns the light on for you. Amen. Brings you out of the darkness. Praise God. In you's the light of God. Amen. Because He said, in you is the light of God. And He said, that darkness, now listen to me, that darkness is past. Now look at that word is. He said, the darkness is past. And the true light now shining. Amen. I pray God come out of light. I told you I used to be scared to death of the dark. Amen. If I had to go somewhere in the dark, I'd open the door and I'd look around and I'd run just as fast as I could, Brother Junior, to where I was going. Anybody ever been there or done that? You may still say, Preacher, I still do that. I remember when I was a kid growing up in West Virginia, Miss Myrtle lived down below me, and I always went to Miss Myrtle every time I could. Miss Myrtle, Brother Morgan, praise God, they loved me. They were just like grandparents to me. And I'd go down there and sit, me and Morgan would eat cookies and watch them old westerns. And it'd get time to go home, and it was about a quarter mile from my house to theirs. Had to go down their driveway and up the road, and I'd tell them goodbye, and I'd look out into the darkness, and pray God I'd boogie out of there. I'd head out of there just as hard as I could go, pray God, from their house to my house, and I was never so relieved in the world as when I saw that light on the porch. Mama done cut it on for me, but I want to tell you something that's better than that is when Jesus Christ the Lord turned on the light for me and the portals of glory and showed me, Brother Kevin, and I was just an old lost sinner in need of a Savior, and he was that light, praise God, that I could come through just like a bug in the night. Praise God, I'd just fly to that thing as hard as I could go, and there was peace waiting there for me. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ. The darkness is passing. What was happening? What's happening now? If we look around us, praise God, we're seeing a hellish ignorance in this world. Amen. Just full of the devil, praise God. It's peace. It's a barbaric darkness today. We're seeing people do things, praise God, that they used to talk about the barbarians doing. The things that they said them old wicked Vikings and stuff would do. Amen. Praise God, we're living in that day now. And what Paul was telling here, so listen, there was a darkness. But praise God, that darkness is gone. That darkness should be a thing of the past. When it comes to mind in your life, for Lord Jesus Christ, a darkness has to flee. That light comes on, that marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, he's better than Motel 6. He keeps the light on for you. Amen. Illuminates, praise God, around you where you can see Christ Jesus and nothing else. Amen. But when people are give over to lust and the passion of men's rage, that's what we're seeing today. Have you ever heard them talk so much about road rage? I mean, people go berserk because somebody cut in front of them, trying to get somewhere. Amen. And maybe that means, if you're out of state, you don't know where you're going. You're just, it's kind of like a blind man with a white stick. Amen. You're just feeling your way around, amen, trying to get from one another. And if you're on a 4 or 5 lane highway, you're at their mercy. Amen. As my little mom would say, she used to go to Hendersonville. I had to go to Hendersonville doctor. And she said, when I get ready to get on road, she said, I didn't even look. I just gave it to gas and went. She said, it's the only way. Now you know why we don't let her drive. She said, it's the only way I knew to get in. She said, I knew they'd get away. She said, I knew they'd get out of my way. I said, Mother, how'd you know that? She said, I just figured they would. Amen. Praise God. We weren't figured. Because there's just a wickedness. There's a rage in the country today. And this ain't nothing new. Hey, praise God. There's been a rage, praise God. And he's been a rage. And the Bible says there's a rage that turned the earth into hell. It's just like hell on earth. Look at Psalm chapter 47 or 74. Psalm 74. Psalm 74 let's just start at 17. Amen. 74 and 17 said, thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Did you catch that? He said these borders. God has borders. I think we ought to have borders too, don't you? Amen. He's made summer and winter, praise the Lord. There goes the borders, and there goes global warming. Amen. He said, remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people had blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth, the watches, are full of the habitations of cruelty. Amen. Full of the habitations of cruelty. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Now watch this. He said, arise, O God, and plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies and the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Amen. He said, listen, so there's a rage that's happening in the world. Ungodly men are rising up in ungodly ways. And just like I preached this morning, it's because they don't know no better. Amen. And Paul said, to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:34, he said, it's to our shame that people don't know no better. But he said, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, there's a darkness in the world because there's not enough light. Now, there's enough light to illuminate everything because God is light. There's just nobody looking for the light. Amen. But the light is there. God turned it on for us. In John chapter number 1, the Bible says this in verse number 9. He said, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the light that John the Baptist was talking about. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 14, he said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, that's the truth, praise God, about the light. Amen. God give us a light and He told us the truth about it so we could know. Verse 17, he said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. He said that grace and truth, he said the light was turned on from heaven, praise God. And one thing about that marvelous light, it'll never burn out. Praise God, it'll shine and it'll shine and it'll shine through the eons of time, just like it always has and it always will. He said one day, in a little while, Brother Bill, he said that when we get over yonder, that there's not even going to be no need for light over there. So Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. But I want to say today, praise God, we believe and trust in Him. He's the light today. He's the light today to bring us out of the barbaricness of this world, praise God. If we'll just do what He says, praise God, He'll turn the light on. Amen. That's that light He has, but not only is there light, but there's love that changes things. In 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 7, the Bible says this, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He said, we know love, we know what love is. Amen. And love comes from God. The love is God. He goes on, verse number 16. He said, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There's a love that moves into us. Hey, there's people that I used to not even like, but I love them, praise God. Now, I may still not like some of the things they do, but I love them in the Lord. Praise God. He said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world. Praise God. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Praise God. He said, we have that in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we've got the light and we've got the love, praise God, what else do we need? See, that love changes things. The love of God is life-changing. Amen. It changed from who we used to be, praise God, into something we're going to be. In other words, it's life-altering today. It alters our life when we have the love of God in our hearts. Amen. We ought to desire that. We can communicate it with others, praise the Lord. The transferred governing power of the light and the love of Christ. Amen. It's an important thing. It's something that we have. The light, you might say, the light of His love that shines in us. Amen. You know, somebody can tell if you're a child of God and if you really love the Lord. Amen. I've had people come up to me and just say, you're a preacher, ain't you? And I've never told nobody. Amen. So you're a preacher, ain't you? And I said, well, yes, sir. He said, well, I thought you was. I said, what do you mean you thought I was? He said, well, I just thought you was. Amen. Praise God. I wasn't sitting there reading my Bible either, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, because the light shines in you. Praise God. There's a difference in your attitude, your talk, your walk, the way you look, praise the Lord. When that light's in you, praise God, it makes a difference. Because He says the darkness is past. Amen. You say, how does the darkness get past? Praise God. It's when God, we realize what God's done for us. I like this right here. Paul's a talking to them, and he's talking to little children. He's talking to the fathers. He's talking to the young men. And he begins to elaborate on what the love of God does. He says here in verse number 9, he says, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother hateth abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. That's where the world is today. There's no longer love of God in people's hearts, and their eyes are, their lives are blind, their eyes are blinded that they can't see. But he says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Amen. For God's glory, pray, amen, because of his authority, for God's sake, praise God. God has forgiven you. He said, little children, God has forgiven you. He's forgiven you of your sins. He goes on, and he writes, first I write unto you, Father, because ye have known him that was from the beginning. Hey, he said, you've recognized God. Praise the Lord. He said, you fathers, you've recognized God. You know who God is. Praise God. You've walked in faith in the Lord, and God Almighty is pleased with that. God gets glory out of that, praise God. Amen. And then he goes on, he said, I write unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Praise the Lord. He said, you've overcome the wicked one. Who has overcome the wicked one, praise God, but those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He's what makes a difference in our lives and our hearts, praise God. He's the one that comes to where we are. Touches our heart and touches our life, praise God. He tells us that over in 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, he tells us in verse number 3, he said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What overcomes world? Faith. Faith will overcome the world. It'll overcome the obstacles, overcome the things of this world. He said, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. He said, those are the ones that's overcomers, praise God, is the ones that you want to be an overcomer today, praise God, put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the ones, praise God, that's overcome this world, is the ones that's trusted in Jesus Christ. It must have been important because when John was writing it here, he wrote it twice. Amen. He wrote it twice. He says, in verse number 13, in the latter part of that verse, he said, I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Amen. He said, praise God, not only have you been forgiven of your sins, he said, but you've known the Father. Praise God. He said, you've come to a full circle, praise God. He said, not only have you been forgiven of sin, but you've got in. Amen. Praise God. If we just do what Jesus says, praise God, and just get forgiveness and get in, praise the Lord, it changes our lives forever. Amen. Praise God. He said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. Praise God. That you've established yourself in the things of God. But now watch what he says here. He said, I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. And the Word of God abideth in you. How do you get strong? Praise God. You got the Word of God abiding in you. The Word of God is what makes us strong, praise God. A strong faith in Lord Jesus Christ gives you strength. It gives us strength to overcome the obstacles that we face in this world. And there's a lot of them. And it seems like they're getting more and more every day. It's just like they're rising up before us, just obstacle after obstacle. Praise. But I told Teresa, I said, these are only trials. Amen. The things we're going through, I said, this is only a test. Amen. God is still in control. Brother Kevin, God still loves us. He's ever promised to help us. Praise God. And everything that we face before we get from here to glory is only a test. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to test out good. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to stay my course and stay with the Lord. Praise God. Knowing that he makes that difference. But he said, I've written unto you young men because you are strong. And the Word of God abideth in you. And ye have overcome the wicked one. How do you overcome the wicked one? Praise God. He said, because you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you believed in that, praise God. Because they've kept his commandment, praise God. He said, you've loved one another. You've loved him and loved others, praise God. And God has blessed you for that. Amen. I tell you what, I thank God for the blessings I have. Amen. Praise God. Because of what he can do for me and you. I mean, the promises that He's given us in the precious word of truth. He said, because we have overcome. And He said, hey, listen, we've overcome the wicked one. We've overcome the devil. We've overcome the forces of evil, praise God. And we've done it because the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing good that I have done. I have no power within me, praise God, other than Him to help me to be what He'd have me to be. I can do nothing without Him. He told me that, and I believe it. Jesus Himself, He said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. He said, there's a force inside me. He said, there's a light. There's a love. The darkness is gone. He said, just forget about it. Put it out of your mind. See, that's how I overcome being afraid of the dark. Amen. I realized that Jesus turned the light on for me. And I can get out in the dark and I say, praise God, hey, there's not nothing in here than this darkness that's bigger than my Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've got the biggest light, the brightest light there ever was. Praise God. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. I just put my faith and trust in Him and I just stroll along. Looking for Him, the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise God. Amen. You say, how do you get that confidence? By just doing what He says. Just doing what He says according to His, not a new commandment, an old commandment, praise God, but the Word of God and the truth. The truth, praise God, that makes us free. It gives us love down in our heart, praise God, that we take with us everywhere we go. And it gives us a hope and a confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ that's out of this world. Literally. Amen. Praise God. I ain't got much confidence in this world. I ain't got much confidence in people's word. I was talking to a fellow last night, bless him, and every time I talk to him, he brings me way down. I'm just being honest. He listens, he watches and listens to all this propaganda and all this, a lot of negativity, all this doomsday stuff. And he said, well, I've been listening to preachers. But then he goes to telling you about it. He's listening to these doomsday preachers. It's just doomsday. Oh, yes, it's just a terrible, it's all the things that we're going to go through. Praise God, He never tells them about the good thing. Never tells them about the hope we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior. How we put our confidence in Him, not in all the junk of this world. It'll all be burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said, I'll take you and I'll keep you. I'll secure you. I'll bring you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. He's gone to prepare us a place, Brother Bill.
Amen.
Amen. Can you imagine what your place looks like? Amen. Brother Bill got a nice place here. Amen. Pretty house and nice little lot. Boy, it's nice. But praise God, I think when you get up there, it's going to be better. Amen. Why? Because up there, there'll not be no rot or decay. Amen. Things won't fall apart. You know, the only way you can have a nice place is if you work on it all the time. Amen? If you don't work on it a little along, it starts falling apart. But you know, that's the same way with our spiritual life. If we don't do what Jesus tells us to do, our life starts falling apart. And I've told you before, it breaks my heart when you see times like we're living in and we see people running away from God instead of running to God. We need to be running to the Lord, praise God. We need to be crying out the more than we ever have before. Hitting our face, crying out to God, pleading and begging God to just touch our hearts, touch our lives, touch our families, our friends, our loved ones, our children, those that's lost, and those that's saved. We ought to be praying for each other. He said, there's no darkness, praise God. We ought to be praying for each other, lifting each other up. Amen. God would help us. See, you know what he was talking about when he mentioned the children and the fathers and the young men, and he was giving encouragement. Amen. He said the encouragement. They said there's encouragement. Praise God, because they've been saved, because they know the Lord, because they know the Father, because they've been delivered from the wicked one. They got victory. Praise God. I don't know about you. I hope we've got victory tonight. In Lord Jesus Christ. If we've got it tonight, it's because we've been doing what Jesus says. At Cana, at the marriage of Cana and Galilee, he was out wine, and he said, hey, listen, Mary said, hey, listen, you know, good. He said, it's not my time. And she says, just do what He says. Whatever Jesus says, that's what you do. Whatever Jesus says, that's what will make a difference. And I guarantee you, you can take that to the bank and deposit it in all of our accounts for His glory, amen. Just do it by doing what He says, all for His glory.